Praise God, and so I am so happy and honored to present to you the pastor of the Petersville Baptist Church, the Reverend Ollie W. Bolden. God bless you.
God bless you tonight. It is an honor for me to be on the prayer line tonight. In fact, I think this is the first time since the prayer line been into existence. I think about 2 years that I've been on, because usually I'm on Tuesday night, on Facebook Live, and I'm so grateful that Lady B asked me to be on tonight to bring the Word of God. Now, I'm going to be getting into the Word of God, then we will be praying. I want to finish up the sermon that I started on 2 weeks ago, Help is on the Way, and I told the saints on Sunday that I'll be finishing it up. And we want to finish that up tonight, and I don't know about you, but I know I need help. How many need help tonight? Amen. How many need assistance tonight, need help? Praise God. Things that we are going through, things that's troubling us. Oh, glory to God. But I want you to know that hold on a little while longer. Help is on the way. I'm going to the book of a song. I'm starting there tonight, Psalm 37 and verse number 1. And David said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." He said, don't get upset because it seems as though that the world is having better than you and I. People that are not living right just seem like things are working out for them and not working out for us. He said, don't worry about that. Don't fret yourself because of that. Amen. The evildoers, don't worry about it. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. But listen to what he tells us in verse number 3. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. See, all we have to do is do good, saints. All we have to do what God tells us to do. And if we do what God tells us to do, he said, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. I want you to know that God will take care of you and I if we learn how to obey him, and if we do good. Amen. You know, the people that treat you bad, we have to do good to them. The Bible said, bless those that despitefully use you. Praise God. He said, if they hungry, give them something to eat. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Amen. Then he said that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Oh, I love this verse number 4 here. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Delight yourself. Tell the Lord how much you love him. Tell him how much he means to you. Tell him that he's the best thing that ever happened to you. Glory to God. Regardless of what you're going through, Father, you are the best thing that ever happened to me. I delight in you. I rejoice in you. I find peace in you. Oh, glory to God. And he said, if you do that, then he will give thee the desires of thy heart. Verse number 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Commit your ways to the Lord. Give it to God. Tell God about it. My God. See, there are things that you and I can't handle on our own. We need to give it to God. Trust also in him. Trust in the Lord. Don't trust in people. Trust in God, and he shall bring it to pass. Oh, glory to God. And then verse 40, coming out of song, praise God, he said, look, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. And because we trust in him, he said, look, first of all, help is on the way. Look what he said. And the Lord shall help them. Look what he said. The Lord shall help them. That means that the Lord is going to help you. Yeah, I'm talking to you tonight. The Lord is going to help you. Amen. Hallelujah. And deliver them. He's not only going to help, but he's going to deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him, because we trust in the Lord. He said, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to set you free. Why? Because you trust in him. Praise God. And St. John, the 14th chapter, and verse 16 and verse 18, and Jesus will soon be going away to leave his disciples. And he said, I'm going away, but the Father is going to send you another comforter. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going away. I got to go back to my Father, because if I do not go, then the comforter will not come. Look what he said in the 16th verse. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that which shall abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, when the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Listen at this. But ye shall know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Amen. Jesus was soon going to leave the disciple, but he would remain with them. How can he leave and remain with him? He said, the Comforter, the Spirit of God himself, will come after Jesus was gone back to heaven. And he said to care for and to guide the disciples. I'm telling you, help is on the way. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Spirit of God. He said that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whichever you want to call him, he said he is going to come once I get back to my Father. But if I don't go back to my Father, then the Spirit won't come. But he said, if I go back to my Father, then the Father is going to send him, that he may guide you and that he may help you in the time of trouble. Amen. This happened to the disciple just before his ascension. In John 20 and 22, he said unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And all believers at Pentecost, Acts 2, shortly after Jesus ascended to the heaven, they received the Spirit of God. You see, the Holy Spirit is the very presence of God within us and all believers. Praise God. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit is the very presence of God within us and all believers, helping us to live as God wants us and build Christ's church on the earth. You see, the Holy Spirit came back down after Jesus was ascended into the heaven. Praise God. He came back that he may dwell in us. Praise God. You remember when Samson, when he was on the earth, when Samson tore the building down, the Holy Spirit came upon him. But now Jesus said, not only the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, but he's going to be in you. A well of water springing up into everlasting life. In other words, he said, look, I'm going to send you some help. This is the help that we need, saints. The Comforter, one call beside us. Hallelujah. One call along beside a counselor, another of the same kind. We need him. We can't make it in a day and time that we are living in all by ourselves. You know it, and I know it too. We cannot make it. The world is in serious condition. We need God in our life. We need God to help us. We need God to take care of us. We need God to protect us. Oh, glory to God. And he said that I'm going back to my Father, and the Spirit is going to come. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the very presence of God living inside of you. Now, I want to give you, in this chapter, I want to give you a few of the things that the Holy Spirit will do for you and I. Number one, he said he will never leave us. Amen. Jesus said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. How would he not leave us when he said he's going back to heaven? Because the Holy Spirit has come. And the Holy Spirit, I just said, is the very presence of God living within us. So in St. John 14 and 16, he said he will never leave us. Praise God. And then in St. John 14 and 17, he said the world at large cannot recognize him. He said the world don't know him, but we shall know him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I know him. I know I need help from him. I know he give me help every day. I know he strengthened me every day. Do I have a witness out there? I know he take care of me every day. I know he make ways for me every day. Praise God. And then in St. John 14 and 17, he said he lives within us. Amen. With us and in us. Not only do he live with us, but he lives in us. And he teaches us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the one that teaches us. And then he reminds us of Jesus' word. Hallelujah. Do you not know that we will not be able to understand the word of God without the Holy Spirit revealing it to us? He is the one. He said the Holy Spirit, when he comes, will take up our minds and show it unto you. Amen. He will let you know what God is saying. Oh, praise God. And that's the only way that we can understand the word of God, is that the Holy Spirit reveal it to us. He convict us of sin. Amen. Glory to God. St. John 14 and 26, he says, show us God's righteousness. You know we cannot get saved unless the Holy Spirit convict us. We cannot get saved unless he show us the word of God that we are sinners and we need to be saved. And then in St. John 16 and 8, he announces God's judgment on evil. Praise God. And then in St. John 16 and 13, he guide us into truth and give insight into future events. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. God is real, and he sent help to help us. Amen. I'm telling him tonight, God, I need your help. Amen. Somebody shout out there and say, Lord, I need your help. Amen. Amen. I need your help. I can't make it without you. I can't go through without you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in St. John, I'm going fast tonight because I'm trying to get done within 15 minutes. In St. John 20 and verse 14 and 22, that's when Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead. Amen. And Mary Magdalene went down to the tomb looking for him. Amen. Mary didn't. When Jesus was resurrected from the dead, he was standing right there. Mary said, they asked Mary, why are you crying? Have you not heard about they killed our master? And Mary didn't recognize Jesus at first. Her grief had blinded her. She couldn't see him because she didn't expect to see him. Amen. See, a lot of people, they're not receiving anything from God because they're not expecting to receive anything. A lot of people are not being blessed because they're not expected to be blessed. Amen. See, the Bible said my expectation is great. You got to expect to be blessed. You got to expect that God going to deliver you. You have to expect that God going to set you free. You have to expect that God going to open doors for you. My God, hallelujah. You have to see it before it come to pass. Amen. But I want you to know, praise God, if you can see him, if you can believe him, if you can trust him, he will make a way for you. Some of you tonight, you're sick in your body. I want you to know that God is sending help. I want you to know that help is on the way. Glory to God. I said help is on the way. Yes, it is. I said help is on the way. I know the doctor hasn't given you a good report, but I'm here to tell you tonight, help is on the way. God is going to heal you. God is going to set you free. God is going to deliver you. Oh, yes, he is. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. Amen. And then what Jesus did, he spoke her name, and immediately she recognized him. Hallelujah. Imagine the love that flowed from her heart when she heard her Savior saying her name. Hallelujah. I want you to know that if you call his name, if you stand on his name, praise God, he will see you through. And look what Jesus told her. Jesus said, Mary, don't touch me. Hallelujah. Don't touch me because I have to go back to my Father. In other words, don't hold on to me. Don't cling to me. Amen, Mary, because if you try to keep me here, then I cannot go back to my Father. If I don't go back to my Father, then the Comforter will not come. But praise God, I'm so glad that he did go back to the Father, and I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit came down and live in us and help us. That's what the help is on the way. Praise God, you got help on the inside. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside. You got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit on the inside. All we have to do is talk to him. All we have to do is let him know exactly what's going on in our life. And I tell you that he will see you through. Amen. I want to say this again tonight. Help is on the way. Don't give up. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Glory to God. Let me say that again. I said weeping may endure for a night, but joy gonna come in the morning. Some of y'all been going through a midnight experience. You be going through hard time, and you wonder, God, where are you? Like Job did. Job said, God, where are you? I look for you on my right side. I look for you on my left side, and I couldn't find you nowhere. But God, where are you? I want you to know he's right here with us. And some of us been praying the same thing. God, I've been praying. I've been seeking you, and don't seem like you come and see about me. But I want you to know to hold on just a little while longer. Help is on the way. Oh, I feel like preaching tonight. Glory to God. I feel like encouraging somebody hot tonight. Help is on the way. In other words, assistance is on the way. The comforter will comfort you. The comforter will make a way for you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I know some of y'all are going through some rough time right now, but just hold on. Just a little while longer, everything going to be all right. Oh, yes, it will. I said everything is going to be all right. God going to see you through it. I guarantee you, God going to see you through it. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to pray tonight. Amen. I hope you received the word of God tonight. I hope that praise God, the word of God have been a blessing to you. That my God, all you got to do is just hold on just a little while longer. You don't have to worry about people trying to do things to hurt you. Praise God. David said in Psalm 54, he said, hello, you could just come on and praise God. You can continue to glorify God, to continue to honor God. And then in Proverbs 26 and 27, he said, whosoever diggeth a pit shall fall in themselves. Hallelujah. And he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon them. You don't have to worry about nothing. Help is on the way. God going to take care of us. Amen. And then he warned that those who set a trap will be caught in it themselves. Oh, my God. What we have intended for others may blow up in our own faces. Hallelujah. Be honest. Be honest and straightforward before God and others. It's simpler and easier and safe in the long run. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word of God tonight, and thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you that I had an opportunity to be on the prayer line, and everyone that is on the prayer line tonight, God, I pray that you would just bless them. God, I pray that you make a way for them. I pray that you open doors for them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, there are people on the line that are sick tonight. People on the line tonight, God, that the doctor haven't given a good report. But God, you are able. You can do exceeding and abundantly above all that we are able to ask or even think. Amen. There's some people on the line tonight that are going through some rough time in their lives now, Lord. But God, you are able. Hey, you said in the word that you was going to bring us out. You said in the word that we trust you. We stand upon your promises, God, that you will fix the situation. We stand on your word tonight. We believe you. We trust you that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. Oh, Lord God, we pray tonight, God, for every sick person, every person that is discouraged tonight, every person that head is hung down as though they have no hope. Oh, God, let them realize that God, Christ in us, is the hope of glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, stretch forth your mighty hands tonight and bring deliverance to your people. Stretch forth your hands tonight and encourage somebody tonight, Lord. Oh, God, don't let them go to bed the same way they be going every night. Praise God, can't sleep. God, stressful. But God, I ask that you bring deliverance to them tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, heal cancer tonight. Heal high blood pressure tonight. Oh, Father God, I pray that you heal arthritis tonight. God, you sold us the axe in your name, and you will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Father, you said that where there's two or three touching and agreeing in your name, you are in the midst of blessing the needed one. Father, we pray tonight that a lot of people that are going through have arthritis and can't hardly move. But God, you are able. My God, you are able. You the great I am. My Father, I thank you for that. I glorify you for it. I honor you for it, Lord. I trust you for it, God. I just stand on your word because you're not a man that you shall lie, neither are you the son of man that you shall repent. If you said it, you're going to do it. If you've spoken it, you will bring it to pass. And because of that, we can stand on your word. And because of that, God, I know it may seem dark sometimes, but your word already said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. And so, God, help us to hold out to morning time. Don't let us give up now, God. Just help us to hold on a little while longer. Because help is on the way. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father. Thank you for every person that called in on the line tonight. Father God, it was not a coincidence they called in. God, because you ordained it to be that way. And Father, you said that if we call upon your name, you will answer our prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to that sickness and cause it to leave your body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have thy way, God. Have your way, God. We pray for Lady B in the prayer line, Lord, that you continue to bless this prayer line. You continue to use them for your glory and to your honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that we can call in. People that have need during the midweek, they can call in and hear a word from the Lord and be prayed for. We thank you for it, Lord. We glorify you. We honor you for it. In Jesus Christ's name, we thank you right now. In Christ's name, amen and amen. And come on, give him praise. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Out there, give him glory. Give him praise out there. Let him hear you praising him. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and praise him. Amen. I know somebody out there on the line. Open your mouth and praise him. If you believe the help is on the way, open your mouth and praise him. Give him the glory for it. Hallelujah. Remember, as I said, you have to expect to be blessed. We have to expect the God to do something for us. So we got to open our mouth and praise him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Honor him. Hallelujah. Let him know, God, I believe you. I trust you. I stand upon your promises. Your word said it, and I believe it, and it's going to happen for me, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we can't be ashamed to praise him, regardless of who in your house, who looking at you. You praise him for yourself. Hallelujah. You know what God has done for you. You praise him for yourself. Hallelujah. You give him the glory. You give him the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his fear. Oh, we need to give God glory tonight. Hallelujah. We need to give God glory. Can't be ashamed. We need to give God glory tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. God bless you. I pray that you have been blessed tonight. Amen. I pray you've been blessed tonight. And the word of God has gone forth to bless you and to bless me. We have to believe it. We have to receive it. And if we can believe it, we can receive it. Then we shall receive from God tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you. Lady B, love you. I love you. Jesus, love you. And tune in again on next Wednesday for the prayer line, Dream Team prayer line. And we'll see you, God say the same, Sunday at church at 11 a.m. God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.